There's this wonderful young artist, Liza Liu, who's captured a bit of that Marge Piercy anger, as well as a lot of beauty and playfulness and fascination, in an extraordinary work that she simply calls Kitchen. It's actually a 200-square-foot kitchen made out of intensely colored tiny glass beads. It's brighter than life and playful and surreal with a kind of Marcel Duchampian edge. There's a beaded fridge, a beaded stove, an open oven with beaded girly dancers inside on the back, and a sink full of dirty dishes and dishwater that's beaded to look just like the blue and white swirls in the sky in Van Gogh's Starry Night. Reporter Robin Jurevich has this story on Liza Liu's kitchen, as well as her latest work, which is called Homette.
I must make up my mind today.
It's a 1949 Spartan mobile mansion, a trailer parked at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. Everything except for the ceiling is covered in beads. You pull open a velvet curtain and enter the scene of a black and white film noir.
You're in the Hollywood movie because it's completely sparkly. It's completely what you think of as movies.
Thank you, Betty.
Thank you, Mr. Stroud. I certainly wish I could find that picture.
You're also in a man's house. In the living room, it looks like he's just kicked off a pair of boots and socks. The remains of dinner are on the coffee table, along with a crushed Marlboro box and a half pint of Jack Daniels. Their logos are perfectly drawn in beads. Guns, also beaded, are everywhere. There's a Spartan kitchen, a table and benches, and an old manual typewriter with crumpled papers and a note that reads, "Keep your eyes on the road to liberty." You peek into the bedroom through an open door, just enough to see a man's leg on the floor, a gun, and another bottle of Jack Daniels next to it.
You? Now, what do you think of this? Take it easy. Keep calm. This is somebody's been murdered, that's all.
Murdered?
The great cathedrals of Europe are an unlikely inspiration for this piece. But that's where Liza Liu says she got the idea to recreate a trailer home.
I went to Rome. I was looking at chapels. So I went from thinking about sacred places to the domestic sphere, thinking about the altar at home, that kind of, you know, what is home? What is that sense of sacred space, you know, that private sacred space?
10 years ago, Liza Liu was a painter, just 20 years old, with a full scholarship to the San Francisco Art Institute. She wandered into a bead store, left with a few bags full, and the idea that she'd found her medium. She began beading her paintings, an experiment that her teachers hated.
For some reason, what I was doing looked terrible to everyone, and it probably was terrible. And I was just inspired to keep kind of exploring the medium.
Liu left school, a failure, as she puts it, and spent the next 5 years creating a full-size 200-square-foot beaded kitchen. Reading about women's lives and listening to music that inspired her, Liza Liu built and painted every piece, except for a few real-life objects like the discarded oven she picked up off the street. And she developed a technique for using glue and tweezers to cover the painted surfaces with tiny beads. The work is brilliantly colorful and sparkling, the stereotypical American kitchen of the 1950s or 60s.
It was the fantasy of women who maybe got married and expected their lives to be glowy and, you know, happy. I wanted it to look like all those kind of collective dreams, that kind of fantasy of the perfect life.
There are cereal boxes whose perfectly rendered logos scream just a little louder than the real thing. Bright yellow pats of butter on perfect slices of white toast. Shimmering sugar frosted flakes and flaky pies bursting with purple beaded berries paint a daydream environment. But the fantasy wasn't enough for a lot of women like Liza's grandmother. This work is a tribute to women like her.
I hoped that I was. I hoped that I was making a piece that was honored women's work, honored the tradition of, you know, my grandmother, for example, who didn't actually like baking pies. She was really bitter about that. You know, she wasn't a pie-baking grandma. She was a writer. She was a frustrated artist, and she never got her due. You know, she worked her life raising her kids and never realized her own personal dreams. I wanted to honor these women who might have been great artists, but didn't have the chance. They had to wash the dishes. So I wanted to make these dishes so beautiful that it would make your eyes hurt. You know, I wanted to make the floors permanently sparkling, that if women have had to give up their ambitions or dreams historically for, you know, the prosaic, for the everyday, I wanted a monument to it.
Lou embroidered this Emily Dickinson poem in beads on the kitchen's oven.
She rose to his requirement, dropped the playthings of her life to take the honorable work of woman and of wife. I love this poem because if a woman gave up everything she was to become a housewife, the husband gets to know how great she is. The world doesn't.
The kitchen's about toiling in obscurity, as Liza Lou did when she was creating this piece. 2 years into Kitchen, a part of it, an entire breakfast table, made it into a juried show.
I met the juror, and the juror was this artist that I really admired. And he said to me, you know, I really love your work. This is really great, but you didn't win anything. And it was this moment where I was still waitressing. I didn't have any money. I had rented a car, my last dime, you know, to actually a van to take the piece up. So I remember driving the van home just completely beside myself, just totally destroyed, you know, just beyond destroyed, which sounds kind of melodramatic now when I think about it. But at that moment, it was everything to me. It was like this was my first, you know, show ever. And so I made this newspaper.
Its headline says, Housewife Beads the World. It now sits on the breakfast table. Liza Lou imagines a husband coming downstairs to a magnificently beaded kitchen. He notices nothing and casually picks up the paper.
So the newspaper is meant to be kind of like, you can bead the whole world. You can make a monument that is the size of, you know, Kilimanjaro. You can make something. You can, you know, do backflips and cartwheels, and you can sing songs and toot horns and cover the whole world in the most magnificent materials, but there's always going to be someone who hates it. So I wanted to kind of reference that in this piece, and I continued making it. But in the piece, there's this kind of little aside that, you know, no matter what, someone's, you know, it's not about winning anyone's approval.
Liza Lou finished the kitchen in marathon beading sessions between day jobs. Now she works in a big open studio adjoining her house in the canyon between the beach and the San Fernando Valley. Her art is still all-consuming, so her own domestic life remains a fantasy. As for her own kitchen,
this is a complete mess. That's why you can't come inside. I've got dishes inside the sink that don't look like, you know, they're the gray, weird mystery bits floating. I've been on a deadline, so, I mean, everything goes to pot.
For Studio 360, I'm Robin Urovich.